This is Twit.
Apple has talked about the technology and functionality behind Apple's heart rate monitor. This is in a new support page at support.apple.com. It's HT204666. The mark of the watch. Your heart rate, what it means, and where on Apple Watch you'll find it. It describes how it measures it. Those are four little sensors on the back. We've probably all seen those. So it uses infrared light to measure your heart rate every 10 minutes. So it's not continuous. If the infrared system isn't providing an adequate reading, it switches to green LEDs. In addition, the heart rate sensor is designed to compensate for low signal levels by increasing both brightness and sampling rate. So you can see how it's going to be hard to say what your battery life is. If you have, thick skin, it might be worse battery life.
I think also when you're doing the workout app, it takes much more frequent readouts, sure. So it can give you more accurate.
The technique is something called photoplethysmography.
Say that 10 times.
Photoplethysmography. Blood is red. It reflects red light and absorbs green light. So the green LEDs paired with light-sensitive photodiodes, that's the other two dots, will detect the amount of blood flowing through your wrist at any given moment. So as your heart beats, blood flows, the green light absorption goes up, and then it goes down. Up, down, right? So by measuring the difference, it can actually count your heartbeats. By flashing the LED lights hundreds of times per second, it calculates the number of times the heart beats each minute, your heart rate. The fit is important, of course. If your Apple Watch doesn't stay in place or sensors aren't reading your heart rate, tighten the band a bit. It should be snug but comfortable. In other words, it needs to make contact with your skin, I think, there. A lot of people wear wristwatches a little loose, so they kind of wobble. You may not like that.
But for sport activity, you're going to want to tighten it anyway.
Yeah, right.
Otherwise, it might annoy
exactly.
you.
I like the idea of measuring it throughout the day, not just when I'm working out, but throughout the day. I love that idea. Wish you could do blood pressure throughout the day. Many factors can affect the performance of the heart rate sensor. Skin perfusion is one. A fancy way of describing how much blood flows through your skin. Apparently, skin perfusion varies considerably from person to person. And environment. If you're in the cold, the perfusion may be too low for the heart rate sensor to get a reading. So it's only going to work for you, Renee, in the summer.
Like a vampire, the blood retreats from the surface levels of our skin.
Motion is another factor. Rhythmic movements like running or cycling give better results compared to irregular movements like tennis or boxing. Okay, so when I box, I won't wear my Apple Watch. That seems like a good plan.
Just got to box regularly.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Boom, 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 boom.
Round three.
See, I'm a bit worried with the fitness tracking for me because during the working day, I actually use my treadmill. So I have a treadmill desk. And I've always found with the up band, with all the other fitness band I've tried, because if I wear it on my wrist, it doesn't actually reflect the number of steps because I'm actually typing at the same time. So I'm hoping it's going to work slightly better, but I'm not 100% sure it's going to be completely accurate.
Apparently, it is better at, Renee, you were saying this, better at, a lot of the pedometers out there really are walking and running, and that's it.
Yes. Yeah, and if you watch that video again from ABC where they took him into the lab, you see that they did extensive modeling on a fitness equipment, and there's rowing machines and stationary bikes and treadmills and all of those things, and they're using every sensor they have, not just the stair climber or the step counter to try and model what you're actually doing.
That's what it says here. It says heart rate is just one of the many factors the Apple Watch uses to measure your activity and exercise. Depending on your workout, it selects, let me make it a little bit bigger so you can see this on the screen. It selects the most appropriate inputs for that activity. When you're running indoors, it also uses the accelerometer. When you're cycling outdoors, it uses the GPS on your iPhone. Of course, the watch doesn't have GPS. So you'd have to have your iPhone for it to measure that.
Yeah.
And even when you're not in a dedicated workout, it tracks how much you move each day. That's that neat little thing, the half moon thing. So Apple Watch can give you information and motivation to improve your fitness health. Actually, for that reason alone, I'm very interested in it. I love the idea that I could see, you spend a lot of time sitting, get up. I like that.
Yeah. And it'll also measure and it's trying to encourage you. So it doesn't want you to fail. So it'll adjust downwards if you're having a bad week and adjust upwards again if you're having a good week. And it looks motivationally very sound.
It also, and I didn't know this, I hadn't seen this before, it will work with Bluetooth chest straps. So many of us use like the Polar watch or the Polar chest straps. It will support that as well. So that's good.
I do think that at some point, I mean, this is really the beginning of this, but I think we're going to see a much more tight integration between exercise equipment and a variety of other things with things like the watch. I think the watch is going to, you know, I'm surprised we didn't see it as much with the phones, but I think that, you know, I think the watch is just perfect to be able to, I mean, I think eventually you're going to walk up to your lat pull down and it's going to know what you did last time, how many reps, and it's going to tell you how many, you know, what weight to put it on and what, you know, and all of that's going to be going back and forth between the machine and the watch.
I think the opportunities here are great, but we've seen that before with Apple, and critical mass is critical. Getting enough people using it so that makers of equipment will say, oh, we should support the watch.
Yeah, I don't know if this is for sure, but there was a rumor that there was only going to be like maybe 100 or 200 apps available at launch, the ones that Apple had, you know, spent a lot of time with the developers on. But given how they've been doing everything and all the stuff that we've been seeing, it looks like there's going to be thousands of apps available. Not everyone is going to want all those apps, of course, but there's a higher likelihood that you'll find those one or two or three apps that really make a huge deal to you.
Yeah.
And I think that sort of critical mass is part of this, because we saw with the App Store and iPhone 3G, when that happened, all of a sudden it was super monkey ball for one person. It was a Facebook phone for somebody else. Twitter phone for somebody else, right. And it really did change how you wanted to use, how sticky that phone became.